Before the 1930s, workers were only paid as long as they were smart. If they were smart enough not to be ill, they were paid. If they were smart enough not to be injured, they were paid. And if they were very smart, they would find strength to work every day until they died. When people were not this smart, they looked for help. Their families, private charities, and churches did what they could. All of these groups helped when the economy was healthy. When the Depression hit, families, charities, and churches were weakened, and there was more need of them than ever before. Pat Corley, a construction worker, kept a diary. Here is an entry from 1932. Went to church. I said the family needed something to keep going. Got a nice sermon. Came home, pockets empty. Corley's story was told by millions of others. Even when charities did help, people were not completely happy. People on soup lines did not starve, but their pride went hungry.